Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And you can almost email ray@rte.ie as well if you want to get involved in our next chat, because we've been opening up the junk presses and drawers all over the country. And we're going to come back to that in a few minutes with Bernard O'Shea. I actually can't wait to hear what's in his junk press or table or room or whatever it is. But he's with us now because he wants to tell us how we can have a wet mat summer. Yeah, a wet mat summer. You heard me correctly. That's something, Bernard, you're definitely going to have to explain to me in a minute. But before we get to that, there's been a lot of what you'd call unusual summer trends that we've been hearing about. Can you remind us quickly, what is a brat summer?
Hello, Limerick calling. Do you hear us, Dublin?
We hear you Limerick loud and calling. Clear.
Hello, former semi-professional dance partner.
Thank you very much. Right back at you.
Yeah. Well, it comes from Charlie XCX's Brat. I'm reading this because I didn't know it. Album in June, right? So it's basically this kind of rat summer, a brat summer, right? And it's made its way into politics. Kamala Harris has endorsed the Democratic. Charlie put her endorsement behind Harris as well, tweeting, Kalma is brat. You know, so basically, it was coined by Lola Kalade, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. It encourages embracing carefree and whimsical behaviour inspired by the energy of rodents, right? So basically, so like, what my take was that it's about these kind of cool kids that, like, you know, that are like little elastic bands of hope that can put on their own socks standing up, right? And they just walk, waltz around Manhattan. They're not out in stones in the middle of Kilkenny or Laois picking stones, right? They're waltzing around Manhattan with plenty of money, and they're getting hot dogs, and they're just acting like a rat would in Manhattan, right? So that type of behaviour led to this kind of phrase of like hot rat or rodent summer, right?
Yeah.
And then there was the hot rodent guys, right? Timothy Chalamet, these thin, skinny lads with perfect BMI and perfect teeth that probably get up early in the morning to make themselves look like they've been roughed, you know, haven't got
they ruffled probably, themselves up
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, they probably have tried to get makeup and hair done to make it look like they haven't got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, I know,
right?
It's the people that does the no makeup look, so they're trying to make themselves less good looking. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they don't have to, because they've perfectly symmetrical faces that they bought in, you know, the perfectly faced shop, right? But yeah, so they just walk around and they're just so cool and just so, but it's about that whole thing, like how a rat would act in summer if a rat was a human being.
But like, I don't know, would I be okay with being called a hot rodent? Like, even if it is a hot, and they're by hot they mean sexy, being compared to vermin, though, I mean, is it really a compliment?
Well, I've been called a lot worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, you know, see, the idea though of I saw all this and kind of went, well, like, that can never happen in Ireland, because we don't, you know, it's well and trod now at this stage. We don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Yeah.
No one knows. I've in a previous incarnation when I worked in radio, I've had full on rows with weather forecasters going, you don't know. You don't know. Stop telling us, you know. My phone thought it knew there for a while. I had all the apps. Don't know. So I came up with wet mat summer. Right,
okay.
Just a play on words, you know. But yeah, so I was just thinking, right, so what would wet mat summer be? Well, for me, the first thing is toilet tea, right? So I call it toilet tea, right?
Toilet tea.
Right, so I have the kids at home, right?
Okay.
And my wife works from home remotely, and I'm looking after the kids, kind of, right? So, but
loosely, they're kind of looking after themselves.
Yeah, well, look, kind of, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Netflix. But the second I go and make a cup of tea for myself, it's like they sense it. It's like, Daddy, get me milk. Daddy, get me a yogurt. Dad, Tig's looking. He's hit me.
You're Sean, in demand.
Yeah, Sean is a standing knife, and he's taken up the lino in the small bathroom. It's like something always. So what I do is I make tea, right, and I go into the downstairs toilet and lock myself in. And the kids know I'm in there, right? Now, bring your phone, because my middle fella keeps taking the phone to play games on it, right? I don't even know how he's downloading them, right? So you just go in there, right? Bring something like old-fashioned, like a newspaper. Just have a cup of tea, a newspaper. And if anybody says, where are you going? I'm going to the toilet.
No questions asked then, you see, because you're going to the toilet. Now, my question to you, though, is this. You can't have a cup of tea without having a few snacks. So where do you put the snacks in the toilet? Are they in the sink? I was thinking, if I was having the toilet tea, as you so eloquently put it, where would I hide the snacks? I'd probably hide them maybe under the sink. You want that little press for the toilet rolls, because you have to have snacks with the tea.
The shower head, hide them in the shower head.
Right.
Yeah. So like just mold them into the shower. No, my kids will find them. Do you know what? And this is the sad thing, right? I now do the same thing that my mother. I have these lists, a little checklist. Mm. Things my mother said and now things I'm saying to my kids.
Yeah.
Stop eating your lunches, right? Because that's the thing. I used to have to hide the lunches. The stuff I get for the lunches, they go, there's nothing for the lunches. Yes, because you've eaten it.
Yeah.
You won't eat your lunch in school. Oh, sorry. You won't eat your- I have to stop giving out about my kids. I love my
you
children.
You love your kids, yes.
I love my children. Blah, blah, blah. I love them, right?
Et cetera, et cetera. Yes,
yeah.
Okay, well, let's move on now from the toilet tea to the clothes wishing. That's the next thing on your wet mat somewhere.
So God bless pennies, you know. So like, by the way, a great day out for the kids.
And also, we're also to note, we're into sustainability here. We fully support it.
Yeah, maybe I do. I don't know. Like, I have to get back to you on that one, Greta. Right? But God bless pennies, though, because, you know, like you just, especially if you have young girls, just send them in there for the day. Mm-hmm. It is like manna from heaven for them. It's like catnip, like you, right? But you go around Penny's and go, God, that'd be nice. I mean, I got a lovely white kind of shirt, sleeveless shirt. I was in one of those mountaineering shops buying mountaineering stuff that I'll never, like I barely even walk up the stairs, never let alone a mountain. But I got these lovely kind of, I'm going to say a very old Irish man word, schlacks, that it would look lovely, beige schlacks, because, you know, all my
lovely
clothes are
rig
beige.
Out. Yeah, that's a lovely rig out.
I'm sure I'm not going to get to wear them.
Yeah.
The minute I put them on, it just starts raining.
But I will say though, for a lot of people that wear their summer clothes, no sooner did they see even a hint of sun, the t-shirt is whipped off and it's over the shoulder walking down the street.
Yeah,
like
no,
it could be 16 degrees and any excuse to take the top off.
Well, that's because like all the young lads now are in the gym.
True.
So they have to, like, what's the point in going to the gym if you're not going to go, look, I haven't had a Kit Kat in 8 years. You know, I'm lifting these weights from A to B. Please, somebody have a look at me. She can't see it. They're not tan. I'm as pale. I'm the palest man in the world, right? And I've come to the stage now where even if I got ripped, you couldn't see it. I'm like a piece of A4 paper. Like, there's no point. There's no point. You wouldn't see it.
But you know what you need to do? Go back to your Dancing with the Stars days. You know, you need to, you know, tan on or bronze on the abs.
Yeah.
Remember they used to do that? It did work for
now,
all of us.
I will say it was Dancing with the Stars for everybody bar me and Marty. Now, if Marty Morrissey is listening,
he loves you, Marty.
But Christ, the worst thing was he thought he could dance and he still thinks he could dance.
No,
right?
I'm moving on here now because I'm not getting in trouble with Marty Morrissey. Let us go to the next thing that a lot of people have been texting in about, and that is the junk presses, drawers, the drawer of doom, as I have called it.
Yeah.
What's in your drawer of doom?
My God, everything. Like, why this relates to wet mat summer is because, you know, all the crap the kids have, and eventually they start going through the drawers. Mm. They just start going through. I go, what are you looking for? So eventually I go start going through the drawers. And like I found once like an old colouring book that we got from a Happy Meal in Supermax. I know that's a oxymoron there or whatever you want to call it. But there was a row over that and the crayons. All because it was just found.
Yeah.
And it was just something new. But then I was going through it going, God, you could get a good old rummage through the old, as I call it, the S1T drawer, right? The S1T drawer, that's what it's called in our house. Like everything and anything. Like I have found, like when we get home appliances, right, you know, like white goods as they're called. My wife says, Bernie, will you do the guarantee for that? I go, yeah. And then I just shove it in the drawer and I never do it. Or for instance, I have found keyrings for places that don't exist anymore. I have money from countries that don't exist anymore. But I just put it in there but the biggest thing I have is batteries. And I always take them out and I go, do these batteries work?
I know.
Or do they not work? Or them little round batteries? Like, because do you know them little round batteries?
Yeah, the round ones, the flat ones. Yeah.
CR32. They, when one of those batteries goes, say, in your car keys or in some little kind of device, they all communicate with each other and go, let's all go at the same time. So let's four of us go rather than just one. So, and I've loads of them and I don't know whether, are these working? Are they not working?
We really need to segregate them, don't we? The new ones versus the old, but we just lamp them all in together.
Clothes pegs. We don't have a clothesline. I don't know why there's, like, I don't know, like, literally everything and anything.
Well, we had listener, I asked listeners and they were saying some of the most unusual things. Remember that the head massage contraption, we've had an old £20 note.
Oh.
We've had keys for doors. They have no clue what they're actually for. So I love as well that you call it the drawer of hope. So you're putting a positive spin on what I call the drawer of doom.
The drawer of doom. It can cut either way. Yeah. By the way, sorry, I don't want to, but if you found an old 20, it was a WB Yates on the 20? I think it was. Was it?
Well, I agree with you.
If you found that, can you still spend it? Like, does the bank
still take something if it was in pristine condition as well?
Yeah, because I'm not saying I have any. By the way, in case the guards show up and go, "Why have you money buried out the back of your house?" Like, I'm just worried. I'm just thinking, if you did have it, I wonder, could you spend it? No, but you're like,
well, like there's texts after coming in here now about their own junk drawers, and Anita said, "I found iodine tablets issued in case of nuclear accident from the Department of Health. God, I really have to clear out this drawer." And remember back to the legend that is Marion Finucane, all the way back to 2001 when she was chatting with Joe Jacob, the junior minister for energy at the time. And she was like, "What do we do with our iodine tablets?" Everybody remember that. And like, that just shows how long Anita has taken since she's actually last cleared out the drawer, if she still found the iodine tablets.
Yeah, what a fantastic response to nuclear disaster. Iodine. And the worst thing was, do you know, my mother, and like, I know loads of Irish mammies, like, they're panicky anyway. Like, you know, when you're going on your holidays, go, "Now call us when you get there." And then you could send out these things, "Hey, listen, we think there could be a bit of a nuclear." It's like, "Oh no, why did you do this?" Because they go, "What are these for, Bernard?"
We need to get your last two tips for your wet mat summer. So let's keep going. Fourth tip? I know, like, I got totally distracted there with that.
Okay, so my fourth tip, right, is I'm thinking, so I'll go to the last one, right?
Right.
And that's basically love, belly love.
Belly love. Okay, tell me more.
So, Anna, I know you're into your health and fitness, right?
Right.
And, you know, and I've listened to your show and it's very good. Like, I've tried everything. Like, my God, I've tried everything. I've starved myself. I've eaten sub-Saharan African clay. I've walked backwards for a week. I've drank 4 gallons of water. I've got, do you know what you think of these? Who are these idiots that buy these special herbal teas? Me.
I just think, where's this going? That's what I'm just intrigued about to hear.
I've decided, right?
Okay.
When I'm on my holidays, I was in Central Parks last year. And I was looking at all the men my own age that looked fairly fit. And I went, I'm not coming to this swimming pool again until I look at least 12 and a half stone and I look okay. Sure, didn't happen. Right. So I think at this stage, it's never going to happen for me. So all I'm going to do is I embrace my belly and I call it belly love. So I'm going to be like those lads you see in those 80s documentaries, you know, in Benidorm. Just throw out the belly. Throw it out there and say, "Look, this is what it is. This is what I am." You know, and I know, you know, oh, we live in a world where we all look after our health and blah, 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 blah. I just love my belly. I'm going to start at, like, Love Your Belly Week. And just have it.
All there with you. Now, you have skipped over a very important one as well, though, about calling up your friends and family who are on holiday and asking, "What's it like there?" We've all done that.
That's a classic. There's nothing, I will say this. There's nothing more pleasurable than when somebody says, "Oh, I see Anna and PJ and Maureen. They're all over in Corfu at the moment." "Really? Yeah. It's raining." It's like, yes, yes, you went all that way and it's raining.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that or like when they call, go, "God, it's glorious here. It's glorious here." But you're like, we all know it'll be glorious for like 20 minutes. And then like the ocean appears on your doorstep and you're in Mount Melick. It's like, how did this happen? You know, so, and by the way, Anna, I heard that guy from the Botanic Gardens. I have an idea, though, that will solve all Irish summers.
Go for it.
It's called the Irish Rain Festival. Right?
Okay.
And I want the government of Ireland, government Nahéireann or whatever they're called, right? I want all the people of Ireland to get behind the Irish Rain Festival, right?
Okay.
It's a 2-week festival celebrating...
2 weeks, right.
2 weeks festival.
National holiday for 2 weeks.
Celebrating Irish rain. Because I guarantee you it will not rain for those 2 weeks. The weeks we want it to rain, if everybody in Ireland tonight went, "Let's hope it rains tomorrow," it will not rain. Because there's some stubborn... owl lad that's like God or something that's just going, no, you won't have rain for the Irish Rain Festival, right? I'm telling you, that's what we need to do. We need to celebrate Irish rain so it won't rain.
Bernard, wait until I tell you this. If you're telling me that, I'm telling you this. Somebody has just texted in and said they found a 1985 20p in their junk drawer and they sold it for €8,000. Wow. Now, I bet you're all going to be going to your junk drawers after that and checking what's in them and seeing if you can actually pawn it off.
How did he keep it since 1985?
Yeah, I wish it was obviously under some old receipt or something and they're only after finding it. Bernard O'Shea, thank you so much as always for chatting with me. I could chat to you all day, but we have to go.
Where are you going?
Well, you're going back to look what's in your junk drawer to see and maybe have your toilet tea because let's face it, you deserve it. Just make sure you have a few snacks as well, okay?
I will. Okay, thanks, Ada.
You're very welcome. Great to chat with you back after these.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.